Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss Cyanide, and I welcome you to Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, here's your host, Havoc and Ghetto G.
Good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host Havoc. I'm the blood preacher of this shit, choir boy. I'm Death Ghetto G. Will join us very shortly. But so let me get to the track here for a homie who asked us to pick out a track. And of course, we went with Twisted, all of the above. I'm just hoping we have it up on the soundboard for you. If not, I'll get it uploaded here very quickly. But, so apparently this homie's, grandmother fucking passed away. So, homie, definitely sorry for your loss there, man. And let me get this track for you. Gotta make sure we have it up on here. Last I checked, we did. But, could be wrong. So, if not, I'll get it uploaded while I play a different track. But, I'm looking. And I ain't seeing it, so let me get up close to the soundboard for you, homie, while we do that. Let's go with a different track for the time being. Why don't we go with High on Halloween, and I'll get all the above uploaded.
April Fool's and
ignorant trick on these motherfucking ghosts and ghouls. You ask, why does this candy apple taste so salty? Because my dick pissed all across it. 3 years probation for that shithole, just because these little punks couldn't take the joke. Now they coming at me with some shit like I can't smoke, and I just bought a sack of Halloween hydro. Never know, could go crazy again. Raise a blaze in the candy bowl, just grab in. It's like on Halloween when I get stoned, I release one spirit from the dead to roam. Can't say if I'll ever see them, but the dirt that they do always comes a creeping. So tonight just call me Skip and be thankful I ain't hit that shit. Pass it on though.
I wanna get high,
I gotta get high.
If I don't get high, then I can't get by. But we don't get high on Halloween, cause bad shit's always happening.
I wanna hit that blunt,
man, give me that blunt. I wanna hit that blunt and quit acting like a punk. Fuck that, we ain't getting high today. And maybe all the spirits will just fly away.
Yeah, maybe y'all ain't getting high, but I'm in this motherfucking chief.
Oh, yeah, man.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, we'll see y'all next year.
Uh-huh.
October 31st.
That's right.
2003. Uh-huh. Wait, that's this year. Let me hit that motherfucking joint.
That's why you fucking up.
He's sitting in here right now with a straight bag of Hershey.
Uh-huh.
Reggie's, man.
Reg.
They call him Mr. October. Reggie, dude.
Mersh if you're over on the West Coast.
I thought that was coffee ground.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. And a bottle of Remy.
Reggie Lewis roll.
Peace.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Hey.
Peace. Or something.
Yeah.
Hit this.
All right. Family.
2003.
We loved him as a brother, and as a father, and as a son. From his parents and from his older brothers and sisters, he received an inspiration which he passed on to all of us. He gave us strength in time of trouble, wisdom in time of uncertainty, and sharing in time of happiness. He will always be by our side.
Sometimes when they visit, I wonder can they hear me? I'm scratching at the box and screaming out quite clearly. I'm so lonely. My one and only probably took another. That means new daddy and same mother for my babies. Before they grown ladies, I hope they remember me when they old ladies with they own babies. Carry my memory until it fades away. My mother came to visit me yesterday on my birthday. She laid a single rose on my headstone and said it ain't been easy trying to get along since you passed on. I hear it, mama, it's been real turmoil. I've been scratching all month trying to hit top school. I've been working real hard, but my body feels weak, but I can't die. I'm just too awake to fall asleep. Tell them all that I miss them and send it with all my love. Sincerely from the underground to all of the above.
then it seems like nobody will come around.
Zug Island, Licks of Flames.
Licks of flames, licks of flames, everybody come.
y'all next. Mad motherfucking Max. Proud Juggalo.
This is some real shit right here. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like people don't understand what it means to be a Juggalo.
They
absolutely don't. Simultaneously the greatest and worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. I can't even begin to explain. Blood over the hatches.
Yes, I have.
I found love over the hatches and lost it. It's fucking incredible. I can't even really find words for it, but I'll try.
I just want to
clear this up quick. I ain't write this shit for the credit that I might get. This is all true and so specific. Juggalo, with them I live it. This wasn't for some money and it wasn't for a couple of extra fans. So don't be a dummy, I love my fans. All I wanna do is spit a little bit of truth for the ones I can. Time keeps ticking in the hourglass and the days run like sand. Trying my best to keep in touch with life's demand. So I just gotta keep it moving with this passion in my hand.
It's that real, man.
Seriously.
Juggaloism is my whole life.
Now, I hope nobody takes offense to this. I don't want to make waves. I love everybody on the hatchet.
I love all that shit, man. Blaze, Twisted, ICP, Psychopathic, Family, Dark Lotus. These motherfuckers gave me a life worth living. And I still know the words to every fucking song. You can test me if you want.
I up next, jump steady. Ninjas in action.
Psychopathic ninjas on this track, chopping off wigs like a fly, guillotine attack, jump steady, a shocker, rocking the blue blockers, a Bruce Lee one-inch punch, heart stopper, you mess with my own, I'll turn you to stone, give you busy tone, from an undertaker's phone, that's full circle, threefold justice, motherfucker, beat you silly like a tar-tapping trucker, like a tar-tapping trucker. I'm serious, no explanatory, motherfucker, tell a friend. Got a clock above, tighter than a drill team sergeant. Never been a bitch, always glad to get respected. The target is ejected with the venom from a weapon. The deadliest is G's when I start getting the cure. Ain't no time to tell your mama that you love her anymore. Ain't no calling on your homies, ain't no calling on the Lord. Somebody should've told you about fucking with a core.
It's Bonnie Jane, y'all, and I'm out of control. Steady sniping off the California Highway Patrol. Rocking a chemical imbalance in a stolen school bus. Full of screaming little kids, we doing 90 plus. Running caps off edges. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm busting shots, swerving and throwing kids at them. Jump steady in a chopper and away we get. Watching everybody else falling over the cliff. Falling over the cliff.
It's a triple X baller. I'm in love with your mama, but your daddy be player hating, so I don't call her. I'ma go see my ninja level 4. Cobra Storm Shadow, and you know he's slicing at your toe. Mr. Bones, Mad Rock, who you tripping on? My appetite is planetary when I'm screaming unicorn. Show me who we bombing on, show me who we smoking with. Handle like some lunatic to get into some killer shit.
S-H-A-double-G-5. Why? Cause I run with a hat kick, guy. Let me go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
So I can see how much time you got. Before the hatchet that I run with swings down and splits your face. Shit, I understand why everybody wants to be down with me.
Why?
I'm rolling with chumpsticks. I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bags, no cups, no jail. I just beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With no underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What? Next time it's in the fest, make it hit.
On your neighbor's front lawn, we some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hovels and under suits. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you and the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven to bust. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless a mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven. Swear to God that I was heaven.
For a locust, I'm a hunter, son, death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Chillin' first class, steady sippin' on a coat. To a parent or a cop, I'm a game of Morton's Bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I take a chill like a hit in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the devil on the roof, but this shot from my cat.
What?
It's understandable when bullets is flying through the air. Cause I leap off the roof 30 feet without a care. Just a break on my leg, you said. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops say shit, they get their motherfucking throat cut. Wrap the bloody sheet,
right?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
A Bruce Brother nurse sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus pod pro tools with the pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first.
trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Rock kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows, and stomp hoes in your fucking Marys like the Goodfellas. Not in it for the cheddar, I'm in it for the hoes, but I love the juggalettes like Pete Spago. Newport's in a blunt of funk, and a half a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls, and my hatchet in the air screaming, fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to your head when you're rolling out a straight shot. Most people, they look at me and run like they're up in the club and I pull out a gun. You know you're bad, that's me under it. Pull the covers over your head, I'm a smother it. Then it's back off into the moonlit sky.
So your hat gets high!
What you know, what the Lord's gonna do? We know you've seen it's a gang, the painted faces coming through. You're gonna run, you're gonna hide. You're gonna try and tell you that you won just to stay alive. It don't work. Pull the holes in your chest from the gun that I fire. Come correct it, don't come at all. It'd be a shame to see a bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Got caught up on some serious shit. I'll be out in 3 years. You ever thought about escaping this place?
Sure I do. But you see those walls and those gun towers and all them guards. It makes it almost impossible for an old man like me to try to get out of here. Besides, I escape every night. Because the one thing they can't lock up is your mind unless you let them. And every night, you can dream. That's when I escape. That's when I escape these walls. And I...
And we're back. What up, Ghetto?
What's going on, my nigga?
How much, my cracker?
That's not how you respond to me.
And you know, I kind of wish I fucking missed the Hardcore Justice tonight because it was kind of pathetic.
See, now you're learning. See, there was more activity with Darren Young coming out of the closet than TNA's little wrestling thing.
I mean, you know, the only match I liked was the Knockouts because of the fact ODB fucking choked Mickey James and Gail Kim with her bra.
Okay, then.
That's the only reason I liked it. Yeah, and Tito Ortiz is now a part of the Aces and Eights.
What?
Yep.
So
Peter Ortiz joined Aces and Eights. He helped fucking Bully Ray regain the World Heavyweight title. Needs to find another replacement because his ankle's in rehab or some bullshit. And they asked fucking Ortiz to join up with fucking Main Event Mafia. He said yes, but then, you know, weighed out fucking Rampage Jackson with the fucking hammer.
to go back and forth with these damn people in each of these groups. That's not entertaining at all.
Well, just think. Come next week, if Main Event Mafia loses, they lose, then TNA loses a member of the roster because of the fact one of their members must leave WWE or TNA forever.
It's going to be Main Event Mafia, and Sting is going to come to WWE.
Yeah, and finally face The Undertaker. It'll be old man versus old man.
Seeing how the Aces and Eights is filled with, like, the entire TNA roster, they're not going to make them lose.
Bro.
But like you said, Angle's going, so he's already out.
Yeah, he's in fucking
real. The only person that probably wouldn't leave is Samoa Joe.
Oh, him and Magnus.
Oh yeah, that dude's in there too.
And of course you got Rampage Jackson too.
He's just gonna go back to UFC.
Probably. Find out why this motherfucker's in rehab.
Because he's undergoing too much bullshit from TNA. He's sick of them.
Oh no. On August 2nd, Angle took a hiatus from TNA after being admitted to rehab for drug and alcohol use.
See? He's real sick of Hulk Hogan's bullshit.
I just think it's funny how look, Angle was arrested in Decatur, Texas, and charged with driving while intoxicated.
It's quite a role model right there.
Yeah, I know, right? Next thing you know, CM Punk will be arrested for driving while intoxicated.
That'd be some shit.
Yeah, that'd be some funny shit right there. Flippy straight edge. Yep, he's in rehab.
That'll ruin his whole character.
It really would. But hey, I mean, yeah, I think he needs a ruining character.
Well, they're going to start to ruin John Cena a little bit. They're going to make him lose.
Probably.
Going to make him lose at SummerSlam.
My juggler face does not need any more fucking people with their goddamn fucking radio.
Oh, great. There's another radio thing. That's just what we need.
I know, right? Yeah,
I love when other people talk about their radio show, though. It's like, well, we do this, blah, blah, blah. Well, no fucking shit. We've been doing this for years.
I think it's funny how they're getting, what the fuck? Dude. It looks like they interviewed Psycho Killer.
What?
They did an interview with Chris.
Who did?
Ah, shit.
Who interviewed him?
My Juggalo Space.
I don't understand.
Oh, shit. Why would they interview him? He's not a fucking Juggalo.
But who runs the show, though?
Is that fucking Muser thing that by Underground Space Entertainment Radio that fucking Lori support of?
So, Lori interviewed him?
I don't know. Who interviewed him? I don't know if somebody interviewed him.
Why the hell would anybody want to interview?
It seems like it seems they did an interview with him after we fired him. It was on July 28th.
Wow.
I want to hear this shit.
Yeah, really. So, when did you become a Juggalo? That's interesting.
Ah, boy.
You're listening to the World's Radio on TuneIn.
TuneIn, fuck out of here. I just want to hear the fucking interview with fucking Michael Killer.
Yeah, that had to have been exciting.
Yeah, we know this song. I just want to hear the interview, motherfuckers. How the fuck did I find your interview? Let's type in Psycho. Fine, I'll connect with Facebook. I don't think I really want you access to my public profile there, TuneIn. Fuckers knowing that I'm tuned in. Don't need to know my country, bitch. I'm in, I'll choose a country. I'll say I'm in Japan.
What the hell are you fucking doing? Can't you just click play?
No, because it won't let me choose it. So I'm just gonna choose a fucking, there we go. This is gonna be my new country. Heard McDonald Island. I don't know the cities there. I'll put Danbury.
Yeah, because that's there.
But I don't know what's there. Let's see if it brings me up. Psycho Killer. Nope.
All that, you can't even find it.
Hell no. The fuck you even broadcast with this shit? I'm kind of curious. How do you become a host?
I guess I'll just let anybody do that.
Yeah, apparently. Get tuned in. That's what the fuck I have to do. But I don't want to do that. I just want to find out how to become a host on this shit. Is it freer than free? is a broadcaster. That didn't help much now either. Oh well. I give up. That is the fact that they interviewed fucking Psycho Killers kind of fucking retarded.
I guess they were desperate.
I guess so.
Like, let's see. It has nobody on his record label. He barely makes any music. He's not exciting at all. What the fuck did they talk about?
That's what I want to know. Find it.
Play a song while you find it.
Wait. I just found the fucking perfect picture that I'm going to steal from these motherfuckers. It says, if Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne were both drowning, you only had time to save one. What type of sandwich would you make?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
I'm just not seeing it.
Although I would like to point out that in that old Juggalo chat, I believe it was, this dude posted up a picture of him wearing a Nicki Minaj shirt and an Angry Birds hat, and I just laughed at him.
Oh, just before that, he might want to try suicide.
Be
Turns out, unlike Juggalo Rod Radio, they don't archive their interviews.
So, where do they go?
I don't know.
It just happens and that's it.
Yep.
No, they just didn't want to keep the interview because it was terrible.
Well, part of that too. And man, yo, these motherfuckers up in all Douglas, I don't know shit. Because this dude they talk about fucking ICP Theater on Fuse.
Oh, great.
And then Tyson James goes, "What channel? Because I don't have cable." And then fucking Canyon tells him, "Oh shit, that's and Tyson, if you don't have cable, you can't see it." Like, motherfucker, it's
you
on YouTube.
You can go to YouTube or you can go to Fuse's website. So they're really arguing about whether they could see it on the internet or not?
I guess so.
It just goes to show that damn people will fight about anything.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's all the people do in that group, is fight with each other.
I went from that motherfucker with the Nicki Minaj shirt on, so that way I can call him fake.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why you would even post that picture.
I don't either.
Or why you would own a Nicki Minaj shirt.
Oh, that too. And be a dude at the same time working rocking that shit.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. It's really not the label. Is merchandise that you really want to be sporting when you're trying to, you know, appeal to juggalos.
Agreed.
I guess he doesn't understand. I mean, yes, you could listen to other music, but why the fuck did you choose that?
Yeah, I know, right?
And on top of that, you got an Angry Birds hat on. Go fuck yourself.
Dude, Brian Murdoch asked a stupid question. Who likes the fish?
Who likes the fish?
No, I mean, one. You know, just because I have a trophy for it, don't mean shit.
You have a trophy for fishing, but you don't like fishing?
There was some shit that I did like when I was younger. It was like a fucking fishing camp or something like that. And I got a trophy for that crap.
But you don't like fishing?
Nope.
Well then, why are you at a fishing camp?
I have no clue. All I know is I was there.
You had to have liked it or something, or your parents made you go there.
Mom made me go there.
Did she make you go there? She's like, "You're going there, Havoc."
Yes.
And you're like, "Okay, Mom."
Well, I mean, you know, when you're like fucking 10, you ain't got much of a choice on like the type of camp you go to.
Well, never really had to go to camp.
And the only camp I actually liked was fucking going to the YMCA day camp because of the fact, you know, there's like, that was actually one hell of a fucking camp right there. I mean, yeah, I creeped a lot of people out because of the fact I drank fucking 2 fucking crates of milk and I didn't puke.
Why did you do that?
Because I was dared to do it. So I did it.
Okay.
Ray Nelson. Nealon. Bloodstain has lost my respect. Go fuck yourself.
Wait, what?
I think Bloodstain lost my respect.
Who the fuck is that?
That dude whose track I played a few times up on here. I don't know if I still have him up on here. Yeah, he lost my respect.
What the fuck did he do?
He did a track with fucking Joker.
Of course he did.
Therefore, he lost my respect. I tell you.
You've lost all respect for you. Nice titties.
Yeah, this fucking chick, yellow shirt, white shirt, whatever. Juliana, MCL.
You say these names like I'm gonna know.
Well, hey, you liked her.
I liked her?
Yes.
The fuck is she wearing?
It's a pic where the caption is, "You don't like me, you can fuck off."
That doesn't help. That's not what I asked you.
Although she's wearing like a tank top, glasses.
Come on, man. It's like a lot of pictures I like.
Blonde hair. Up in the old Juggalo set.
Like there was a girl in there posted her in some like real short shorts and a fucking tight ass shirt with some big old titties. I like that one too.
Well, no, I mean, I just took one. It looks like a white tank. Flipping off the camera, glasses, blonde.
I think I know what you're talking about. Just can't really picture it at the moment.
How can you not look at those titties? Now, those are some perfect titties right there. I would love, love, love to be smothered in that and just be killed by those.
Well, hit her up and ask her if she'll kill you with her boobs.
You know, Jefferson D. Laughlin, you don't help the cause when, you know, we're trying to let the fucking government know that we're not a gang when you have a fucking picture full of fucking AKs and shit like that.
Did you just say Tonto?
I said Jefferson D. Laughlin.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this dude fucking has like a picture full of,
What the hell did you comment on that you keep getting blown up about?
Because I was telling motherfuckers that they could, you know, go to fucking YouTube and fucking use Fuse's website to fucking watch fucking high speed theater. They don't need cable. Just internet.
Can't even believe people were still talking about that.
I know, right? Amber Lopez, you're kind of retarded. I don't just rip the hatchet. I rip the family. That's the same damn thing. I mean, come on. It don't help whatsoever when motherfuckers keep fucking posting up fucking pics of their fucking like knives and guns up on fucking Facebook when we're trying to convince the fucking FBI that we're not a gang.
Look at all of my weapons. I mean, it's great that you got weapons, man. You ain't got to show the whole world, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Although Nick Rage did that, too, man. He posted a few pictures of his guns before.
Nick Rage is an idiot because he did a track with Joker.
Well, we can't really stop that.
And I'm still trying to find that fucking picture of that fucking dude so I can laugh at him and tell him to go fuck off.
Man, at least I think that's what group it was in, man. I mean, it's the only group I'm ever in. It was either that or the singles one.
Or the singles one.
Man, I'm in a lot more groups than I thought I was in.
I'm in a shitload of groups.
Like, for instance, earlier, somebody added me to a group about Eminem being stabbed or some shit. I was like, the fuck is this? But apparently it was just somebody, you know, doing some shit, pretending something happened. talking about Eminem was stabbed like 4 times in New York or some shit.
Oh, man.
But then, like, I saw that same picture earlier somewhere else, talking about Eminem trying to commit suicide. I don't know. People got some crazy shit going on.
They really do. What the fuck is Yanthem? The dude fucking, I think he meant to put the handsome. He put Yansom.
Well, he failed.
Oh yeah, and some, okay. But he put them both together. Make Yansom. Give up. Let's go with another track. Then I'm gonna watch me some eat. If you watch motherfuckers get this shit and beat out of them. What's this thing watching this? At TNA tonight. I should have just switched over to this thing automatically.
Right until his dying day. The wagon's Satan's lair. Out the back entrance of hell, but with nowhere else to hide. It's just a tomb resting in the echo side.
Ha, ha, ha.
I see the WWE needs Joey Styles on commentary because at least he makes the fucking shit interesting as all hell.
What, you don't find the King, Michael Cole, and JBL fight with each other entertaining?
Michael Cole, but I just think it'd be a hell of a lot more interesting if you fucking took Michael Cole out there and put fucking Joey Styles with fucking Jerry King Lawler and JBL.
And what, just have him scream, "Oh my God!" over and over again.
Oh, it'd be better than fucking vintage Randy Orton, classic Randy Orton.
Yeah, you gotta love when he tries to switch it up.
Even though they both mean the same damn thing, classic and vintage.
So, where's Kiss at?
I don't know.
You know, it is that Thursday night that she's supposed to be here, right?
Yeah. Let's see, she's online. Let's find out if she's online. We'll bug the shit out of her. Where the fuck she at?
Man, it doesn't matter now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fuck it.
She had one job.
That she failed.
Failed last week for it, too. It's three strikes, you're out at the old mall game.
Oh, so we're at two strikes.
Exactly.
You should hit a first time.
What? For like a little bit. Yeah, two strikes, exactly. Kiss.
Me either.
No, I don't like the look of it. Who's that?
I don't know who the fuck he is.
Hey!
That's one motherfucker, yo, like, I would have loved to have seen in the fucking WWE, fucking Tanaka. Just kidding, in fact, yo, that dude would have been fucking badass in WWE.
Yep.
I wonder if he's still alive. Hey, he's still alive. He's 40 now. He should come back to the U.S. and, oh, he's back in the U.S. already, but he should come to the WWE. And, I don't know, kick fucking Michael Cole in the head.
Yeah. Well,
let's see
what song.
Sounds good. Dead celebrity status. Throw away, kid.
In the rain, we are not perfect, we are not glamorous, we are not Hiltons, we are not Kardashians, we are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed a wreck. When Obama killed Osama, we refused to clap, cause America's a terrorist too, it's a fact. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore, so fuck Snooki and a stylist, we are not commodities, we are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. In the Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised, we are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous glitz, like Heidi from the Hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The indisputable misfit lights out, brave by the pain I was tamed at the White House. Clap with the invisibles, march with the phantom. Rise up with the doorway anthem.
Than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants. Juggalos and misfits, tackling the giants.
Let's get it,
on, spit it, out, let him hear you shout,
let him hear you sing,
we are young, 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 we are
we're back. And shout out to Death Slimmy Fest for that shot at Snooki in the Jersey Shore. They took a shot at Snooki in the Jersey Shore as well on the track.
Yeah.
But definitely shout out for that one too. I think it was good. Another good track by off that album. I should upload to the soundboard.
Man, I think I'm just gonna ignore this dude's comment. Well, first off, it was for the show here tonight, and then he commented the phone number, which I have no idea why. And now he wants to know if you can call in and rap. I don't want him to call in and rap.
No.
I don't even know who the fuck this is. I don't want you to fucking call in and rap. What the fuck are you thinking?
But everybody thinks that they're rappers nowadays.
Well, nobody will ever be as good as a rapper as Psycho Kill.
Yeah, who got his first big time interview on a station that nobody gives a fuck about. Okay, fine, the second big time interview that nobody gives a fuck about. First time, we're up on here. And even when we interviewed him up on here, nobody cared to come ask me questions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because, you know, we had to fucking call in LV. We had to call her in to get her to ask questions.
Yeah, she pretty much died off after Psycho Killer was gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, exactly where did this person comment that, so that way I can tell them no?
No, we're just going to ignore them.
Oh, fine. I was having some fun. What the fuck? Why the hell am I fucking... Why am I in this damn group?
What group?
I just now noticed I'm a part of the fucking rapper Eminem left nearly dead after being stabbed 4 times.
See that?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Apparently you got like... Somebody got hacked and added us all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna leave this group because I don't give two fucks.
Yeah, I'd left.
I love the whole new option nowadays of where when you leave a group, it says. Cannot prevent like other fucking members from, you know, re-adding you to it.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I love that fucking shit.
Do, 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 do.
track has the fuck rednecks on it?
Man, it's like a fucking second. And it's at the end of the river.
Ah, okay. I don't put that track then. With another newer track. Let's go with Can't Change.
So you've turned a new leaf. This you claim. You've been a monster so long it fits your name. I've seen every side of you and it's the same. You live to cause me pain.
You flood my shores. You chop my tree. Shake my core. Inflict disease. You freeze my days. Burn my hills. Clog my airways. Dry out my will. You can't change.
If I'm leading the race, you cripple my legs. You'll never change.
If I'm breathing, you choke on my throat. You can't change.
If I was flying high, you snap off my wings. You'll never change.
If I was all at peace, you'd attack.
You kill my jokes. Ride my pride. Destroy my artworks. Brand my hide. You shed my moments. Pulled out my plug. Distort my airwaves. Inject your slug. You ruined my projects. Spoiled my meals. You kill all my karma. Deflate my will. Your corrosion. Corrosion. That's all that you are.
Me? All of a sudden, my agony means something.
Like I'm a layman, I don't know when you front shit.
Go to hell. I slap you, but I go to jail. You're gonna kill me again. We both know it well. You wanna hear new screams coming out of me. You wanna hear new moans.
Break new bones.
We both know who owns me. And there'll be no escaping. So keep on breaking. Keep earthquaking. Breathtaking. But you change.
Quit faking.
If I'm leading the race, you
dead up on here.
It's always dead on here.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're just going another track tonight. I said, I guess we're just going to go into another track. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies! Everybody dies!
Pack work come together, produce from dirt to earth, grown in weather conditions of the desert, and everyone's a part of it, some more than others. Sons, daughters, and brothers, lawyers, accountants, and even grandmothers. Newcomers and no faces, people of any races and familiar places. Parents and teachers, prostitutes and preachers. Throw your hands to the sky and pray that he can see us. Living how we gotta live and doing what we gotta do. Praying for another day so we can fight and make it through.
Oh, no.
Some of us are designed for crime, some are designed for rhyme. Still we congregate in unemployment lines. One of a kind and still kinda strange. Same world, same book, it's just we're on another page.
One more time.
One of a kind and still kinda strange. Same book, same world, just we on another page.
Come on, we on another page.
Everybody dies.
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 Once a little smoke off this bitch I fried, and then I asked her in the face when she died. Who you bitches calling regular when you out of my zone? Like a cellular phone, that truck on roam, like it's your mind.
Album I want to get from fucking Flaw.
Man, this damn girl is so fucking ugly. Even with her titties hanging out.
Must be in the single Juggalettes group.
Yep. That was like earlier. So it is. Well, I don't know. I guess we could say she's a juggalette. out at this international village thing out here. And she was rocking a Carnival of Carnage t-shirt. And then my dad's like, look, there's the Insane Clown Posse. She's wearing a shirt like you do. And I was like, yeah. He's like, it looks like she got hit with one too many Faygos. I was like, is that your way of saying she's ugly? He's like, pretty much. This girl was pretty fucking ugly, though. Know? Yeah, all the people that were there for there, whatever, there was one person rocking a fucking Carnival of Carnage t-shirt, and then there was just me with my Twisted shirt on.
Damn. Hey, look, Cockeyed Bitch is having a conversation with herself.
And whoever's across the room.
Huh. It's funny that the fact, you know, like, anytime someone fucking likes her, she's fucking, comment, she just has to say hello to them.
I don't know why anybody.
It's funny. I think it's funny, too, they're commenting on the fact that, you know, she's supposed to the status saying forever alone, and they're liking the status, and she's saying hello to them.
Oh, okay, now I see that girl. Yeah, she does got some nice titties, though.
Yeah, she does. And I comment at one person's picture, and I was like, get sucked into every single bit of it.
That's what you get.
Well, come on, man. Yo, this chick looks good, though, man. Fucking Danielle Destruction. Yo, she looks good. I mean, she's skinny as all hell, but I'm pretty sure I can change that. Just start fucking shoving food down her throat, get her pregnant.
Yeah, so that chick. I'm not quite sure how old she is, though.
I'm not either. Only pray that she's legal.
Sure hope so.
Motherfucker, the fact that you got a goddamn SPH fucking sticker on your laptop, you're retarded. Ricky Brown.
This fucking bitch is following me everywhere. Add me up, I'm blocked. Motherfucker, nobody wants to add you, nobody cares about your goddamn chat line. Dumb bitch.
Yeah. Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
I'm doing.
That's the only time people talk to somebody in that singles group, man. It's whenever they talk about they're never going to find anybody. It's the only time.
We both know there's not going to get anybody.
What?
And we both know they ain't going to get nobody.
That's why that group is pointless, man. How many times I got to tell you that?
Yeah, it really is. How about the fact that dude, fucking Will Kidcrush, is still trying to fucking join JR's street team?
For the love of God, man. Stop it.
Man, I ignored it. And then he tried to come back again.
Man, I ignored it again.
Like, come on. Our shit is not for you to be looking for fucking singlets. Sorry.
Yeah, you fucking douchebag.
What's the difference?
This
chick twists his mouth and goes, here's a little story for you, fam. You might not find it interesting, but I want to post it because I am not ashamed of it at all. What you see here is a before and after. The before picture was taken January 1st, 2013. I weighed almost 300 pounds, believe it or not. I know it's hard, it's just a headshot, but I don't have a body shot. It really took down at that size. Well, I realized I was not getting smaller. Joe's bigger. Well, yeah.
Man, I'm gonna leave this bitch.
And I was ashamed and really self-conscious. I have always been, but... and blame my ex for pointing out my flaws, I decided to have surgery. Some might have heard of it. It's gastric bypass surgery. It was a decision to make at only 20 years old, but I felt I could do it.
Man, you could have just exercised.
April 24th of this year, I had the surgery. I was in the hospital for 2 days. One of the things I was told during... that's day, people will say you took the easy way out, but it takes strength to get through this life-changing experience, and that's just what it was, life-changing. I'm sitting in my room on the 16th of August, and I feel like a better person. Now I can now go out with my friends and exercise and feel comfortable with myself. I went from wearing all shorts and baggy tees to fitting clothing that show figure. I at the weight of...
God damn it, Havoc.
Currently, I think you're about to say, currently I'm at the weight of 217. Though I have more to go for goal, if I stayed the way I am, I would be glad and feel and look amazing. Sorry for this long post, but I felt I wanted to share my story with y'all. Well, they really want to hear your story.
Mm. I know somebody that had the same exact surgery, except he was a real big fat guy.
Yeah, she's gonna be like a fat chick.
Yeah, 20 years old, really? You could have just did some fucking workout or some shit. Did you really have to go that far?
Yeah, I know, right?
You really wanted to spend all that money just to lose weight? So you had them cut you open and do some crazy shit?
I know, right? What the fuck?
Just so you can feel comfortable with yourself? You could have just fucked. I don't know, man. Jenny Craig.
Weight Watchers.
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
Anorexia.
That doesn't work here, Avic.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, she wanted to lose weight. That she could have lost weight by making herself puke.
That's bulimia.
Wonder what the fuck anorexia.
Means you don't eat at all. Like, really. You're real fucking skinny as shit. Anorexic.
Well, she could have done foot advice. She could have been gone bulimia.
She could have gone bulimia. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's
so,
exactly what I just
said. So that would be she would eat some food and then throw it up right away.
Yes.
That's not healthy, man.
Well, neither is going for that surgery at the age of 20.
Well, that makes you lose weight, so in a way it is kind of healthy.
Yeah, but you're spending like so much fucking money on it.
Well, if you have the money and you want to get it done, may as well do it. I mean, you could save a bunch of lives if you're really, really fat.
Yeah. My question is, what do you think they do with all the excess fat?
I have no idea.
I mean, like, do they throw at people?
Do they throw it at people? Yeah, that's what they do.
Do they give it to the fucking twig looking people? So that way they get some fat on their fucking bones.
I don't fucking know. Well, after they take all the fat out and whatnot and shit, then you just got droopy skin.
Exactly.
Then you gotta do something about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Robert Devingon, listen to the people. Go kill yourself.
I fucking hate people that post that shit.
I mean, come on. And the fact is, he can't even spell the word favor, right?
None of these people spell anything.
I know, he spells favor. Fever. FAVER.
I know I'm not the best looking, blah, 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 blah. Every time I go in this group, it feels like I'm in retard land.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, look, Tiffany Quarter goes, hey, fam, I need some advice. There's a lady at the shelter that I stay at, and she doesn't take care of her daughter. What should I do? Don't do anything.
You tell that bitch she don't take care of her daughter, you'll whoop her ass.
Yeah, there you go.
We're back to the smash or pass bullshit. For this sad ninja.
I stabbed the motherfucker who came up at the floor again. Smash or pass bullshit.
Whoa, bitch, my birthday. And nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, what? Like, what is this dude fucking Jefferson Laughlin? Like I said, dude's got like a little guns out. That ain't gonna help anything with the fucking FBI and shit.
Man, now you got this naked fat guy. What the hell?
Yeah, but I fucking posted about that last night. People didn't really care to say much about it.
What the fuck does that mean? Date or late?
I guess that's a new smash or pass.
Doesn't work. I don't like that.
And yo, this dude fucking ass was retarded. He goes, turtle.
Did you say Axel?
Yes.
That's the guy that wants to come and rap.
You serious? I just think it's funny how he goes. He actually posted on that chick's fucking status saying turtle. And then she responds, so absolutely, you want to date a turtle? And apparently he goes, oh, see, they call fake people online catfish, so I call real people turtles.
So he calls who?
So he calls real people turtles.
He calls real people turtles.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really does not.
God damn it, man. Man, I always thought that I was fucking dumb. But then I met people on the internet.
Yeah, then we met Chris.
Who?
Dumbass that goes to college.
I'm sorry, I don't talk to anybody that's in college.
What would I want people to play at my funeral when I die? Britney Spears, hit me, baby, one more time. No.
Are you fucking serious?
Well, I mean, come on, Esmeralda goes and fucking posted a pickup and that shit fucking saying, the song you are currently listening to will be the song that is played at your funeral. What song is it?
Well, let's see, the last songs that we listened to here were Throwaway Kids, Suicide, and Echocide. Well... Those are very uplifting.
Yeah, they really are.
Spare us all the drama. You should try suicide.
I'll say War Pigs by fucking Black Sabbath.
Man, that picture is meant to be whatever song you're listening to right now. You're supposed to comment, but you're not listening to anything. Now you're just going to make shit up.
Exactly.
You don't play this game fair.
I'm pretty sure these motherfuckers ain't playing that shit for either, because I mean, the dude Mark goes funeral march with guitars. I doubt he's listening to fucking funeral marches right now.
How the fuck you know what he's listening to?
So if he could say funeral marches, I could say War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Well, there you go.
One depressed what? I'm gonna like your status.
Yay, I'm depressed.
Yeah, she apparently she might have to give up her dog or her place to live. She doesn't know yet.
Who the fuck is that?
Amanda Renee Farmer.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. I just like her fucking status.
La, 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 la. Stop being depressed, you motherfuckers.
Amber Workman Gregory, you want to quit yourself? I'm going to like your status. You know what? I think we just still have this on the soundboard. I don't think I deleted it yet. I don't think anyone is. Yeah, Bon, yes, I did. I deleted the emo song off the soundboard. Since that one motherfucker decided to mention the word assassin in the room and in that chat, let's go with assassins.
You know who you're fucking with.
Big clown.
You know who you're fucking with.
He was coming, he was trying to snatch his jewelry and ran. I caught up with Nate and said, I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking state was cruel, all they gave us $7.50. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, I'm starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Mr. Nate, now I've been willing to more. I broke into a dozen and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And a
big clown. You know who you're fucking with.
priest, cold-blooded, he's dead. Hypocrite, he wasn't bigot, so I cut off his head. Poured on the holy water, blessed dead is what I said. And heard the demon screaming as his body bled. Now I'm drunk on the freeway. Just the other day I saw a fine hitchhiker and I wanted to flee. Pulled up to the curb so I can offer a ride. She said thanks, I said no thank you. She got me inside. As I'm creeping, I'm packing an erection. I'm staring with my dick, I'm like, look, which direction? Made it to her abs, she got out and said, see ya. Yo, babe, like, watch your children, help me kill a 2 liter.
Baby.
Went into my trailer, I filled up a glass. Before she took a sip, I had my dick in her ass. I banged it and banged it, this shit was absurd. Like, she was 40 twice and I was some fucking nerd. Then she rolled over and gave me a kiss and said,
so when am I getting paid?
What, bitch? First I tried to choke her, she went for the door and said,
welcome to the disease, there's no cure for it.
Bitch, I love you, but now you gotta die. I chased her through the door, but she slammed it in my eye. She passed by my boy, and I knew he was stressed. Billy pulled out his gun and shot the bitch in her back. Still but 30, I went for the hatchet and screamed at the moon like a sick psychopath. Shit, chopping and chopping, they said, Jay, what the fuck? I'm a dude, they found her head stuffed up her butt. What? I'm an assassin. A motherfucking assassin! And a soldier!
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Mike Wood.
Who's calling?
This is Sean.
I'm sorry, who?
Sean.
Did you say Sean?
Sarah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah?
Mike Wood, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Hello?
Yes, I have a complaint, a formal complaint.
Go ahead.
They're just evil.
Who's evil?
The last booking you had, they jumped from the stage and they tried to finger me in the audience.
Who is this?
This is Saul.
You're referring to who?
To myself and my rear. What do you mean am I referring to?
What band?
The Insane Clown Posse.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Do you book them or no?
Yes, I am the booking agent for the Insane Clown Posse.
But that's who you are, and I just so happened to be a poor fool that was standing in the front row when one of them jumped on me. Knocked me down and obliviously stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking him, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
And we're back. Yeah, I think we're going to end it off here. Come back tomorrow, because I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Goodbye.